Your ship enters the orbit of the world of Menga pretty easily. It's the jumping-off point for the rest of your legacy. It's a wild world on the edge of it all. The near edge of the planet Rush. There are numerous ships here, despite how new this landing is. The frontier town of Ezbeth is just beyond. There's a cargo elevator, fences, and a wall between the landing site and the town. Trying to land outside the authorized area would have subjected you to the UGC autocannons used to prevent smuggling. Of course, pirates have ways of foiling those, but the jungle would probably claim your ship and your life or sanity before you could do any damage out there. A sign reads customs over the only door through the barricade, leading into the ramshackle spaceport building. You take it inside, eager to meet the settlers, the natives, and get your hands on your inheritance. There are numerous offices along the customs corridor of the spaceport. They all have doors that can be closed for searches or interrogations, but the nearest door is wide open. There's one desk, one chair, and one golden-orange mass of gel formed expertly into the shape of a curvy woman. And it's sitting there fiddling with paperwork. She has a mug on her desk with lollipops, candy necklaces, and wrapped sugar sweets positively pouring out of it. In fact, she just finished one and discards its stick into the nearby waste bin with a lascivious slurp. "Come on in, please, have a seat. Little bit of paperwork and we'll have you on your way quick." She gestures you to the chair opposite her. You don't have a lot of faith in it. It looks like it's seen better days, and some very heavy backsides. "I'm Flan," she says, gesturing to her nameplate with a flourish of her orange gel-form hand. "It's just me and a few peacekeepers here on Menga. I'm your contact if you have any official paperwork. They don't want to send anyone else until the Zeal are under control." She extends her hand. You shake it happily. Her palm is surprisingly dry. You expected it to be sticky, but she must have some control over her external membrane. She smiles openly when you greet her, and sits back, as though preening, when she catches you snaking a look at her. She's honey-colored, all over. Amber hair, transparent amber hair made of gel, but it's still shaped into a neat bun on the top of her head and flowing locks down either side of her face. She has long, pointed elfin ears. Not all of her body is gel. Or at least, maybe some of it is different colored gel, because her eyes are piercing purple on seemingly normal white sclera. She has a smiling mouth. She's got pouty, full lips that just ooze the promise of sex. And if that's the promise, then the G-cup tits almost bursting from her half-unbuttoned blouse are a guarantee.
"Mm-hmm. Seen everything?"
Her eyes are keen and focused on you, as much as yours just were on her.
"The forms are on the workstation over there, or you can download them to your device."
She gestures at the codex pad at your waist. You decide she's not to be underestimated, and begin work on the forms immediately. You keep sneaking looks at her, so, as you fill them out, she elaborates.
"I'm Aran,"
she explains, giving you the name of her species. You decide you can look it up in the codex later.
"Luran, because I'm this lovely color."
She gestures to her honeyed gel. As you tap through the forms, you listen to her consuming stick after stick of sugary candy from the mug. You complete the forms and send them over.
"Got it all right on the first try. Good going, sugar."
She sucks on the stick of her latest candy, appraising you.
"Speaking of sugar..."
You know what she's about to say. You've each been eyeing one another for a while, and you realize the fact that the door can be shut. But you're curious about her, sincerely. So you ask and cut off her line of inquiry.
while giving a smile to ensure she knows you'll open it right back up shortly. She doesn't take it hard. On the contrary, her violet eyes light up. You hit the jackpot. She wants to talk about her people.
I can't blame you for being curious. If you know anything about the Ron, you might be curious about my job. And if you don't know anything about us, I'm sure you're curious in general. There aren't a lot of us working for the UGC, but I see it as my way of giving back to the cause of galactic harmony. A long time ago, we were simple predators. We'd hunt the lesser species of our planet, Rar, and we were discovered in that state. Someone landed during the last planet rush, and one of us tried to eat them. And I don't know anything about it, but that person helped my people understand technology. We have about average intelligence. We just weren't using it for much. We actually have a lot of advantages. We're social, we like to have fun, to party, to get to know people. That's part of why I have this job. And we don't need much food, I just love sugar. So, we got into the UGC about 30 years ago off someone sitting some of us down and explaining about the wider galaxy. And whoever that person was, we owe them one. We owe them a lot.
She gives a long suck on her lollipop and throws the empty stick in the wastebasket.
You'll be glad to know. You are what you eat. And damn, do I taste sweet.
She gestures downward toward where, you presume, she probably has a wet and ready pussy you could eat out while kneeling under the desk. That does give you some ideas.
Ahem. Anyway, we don't like to fight. We do like to fuck. We feed on sexual fluids. They call us gel girls as opposed to goo girls. We don't mind. We have some names for you, too. And now I know every single species by description, traits, and proper name. Times change. Back to diet. We eat mostly jizz, to be honest. Any sexual fluids, but I like a thick load of cum the best. We can absorb it through any hole. And yes, I have approximately the same sensations and orifices you'd be familiar with. Except when you jizz in my mouth, I feel it all over. And I can come from that. But don't think you're gonna fuck me senseless. Arousal doesn't affect our cognition too much. We stay right on track. I could probably get a lot of stuff done while you fucked me, or licked my honeypot. And I use the term advisedly. I like seeing big, gooey orgasms, though. And drinking up the results.
She licks her lips.
We pretty much only get pregnant if we want to, so we don't overpopulate. And if you have the dumb slut misconception that everyone seems to have about Ron, I think I've disabused you of that by now, right, sugar?
You nod in confirmation, obviously, and she continues.
So, yeah. I try to say at the start, by the way, I think you're attractive, so I'm asking if you want to have some fun. And I tend to be a pretty hungry gal, so don't take it personal. But that also doesn't mean I'm offering this kind of fun to just anybody. And I want to be discreet about it and close the doors if we're going to do anything. Gotta keep from reigniting the stigma about my people, you know? The slut part's fine, but dumb won't do.
She slides her chair back. Turns to the side so she's still half-concealed behind the desk, and raises her skirt so only you can see from your angle in the room. She spreads her legs, revealing her wet, smooth slit with its pert little clit at the top.
I bet after all that you need a little relief. So, how do you want it?
You tell her exactly what you want, though you're blushing as you do it, arm wrapped around her midsection, feeling the warmth and weight of her, as well as the softness of your hand sinking into her curvy hip. You let her know you'd like her to put those obvious oral skills to work on your pussy. You want her to eat you out until you come, and you'd be happy to return the favor.
Ooh, that does sound nice. I am quite good at that.
She brings one orange gel finger up to the amber-hued membrane of her very plump lips. You see a sticky stream of glistening fluid on her fingertip, and it sparkles like crystallized honey. She brings the finger over to your lips and sticks her saliva-laden digit between them. You suck, showing that your mouth can be useful as well, lavishing her finger with attention. She shivers visibly, which sets her unearthly form, and in particular her giant tits, jiggling. She tastes so sweet. After a moment of enjoying your ministrations to her finger, she pulls away only reluctantly, her finger leaving your mouth with a popping sound. She appears momentarily flushed and confused, arousal sending her to some other place. A quick glance around grounds her in sudden movement toward the door switches.
Let me get us some privacy.
Door after door slides shut with a whoosh. As soaked as your pussy already is at the sight of her, you don't mind the wait. Seeing her eagerly bustle around the room is quite enjoyable, her hips swaying in an exaggerated way that highlights the size and curve of her rear. After the last one closes, she stands before you once more.
You ready for this, hon?
She asks, fingers undoing the first of the still-fastened buttons on her too-tight blouse. This, of course, frees a few inches of jiggly tit flesh into shining prominence. They are really very massive, and you didn't know how much so until... Yes, there goes the final button. Her blouse practically flies off her body. Her nipples are a slightly darker orange than the rest of her honey-colored boob. The areola are very big, and the nipples themselves surprisingly short and stubby. With her shirt out of the way, she slides her arms behind her and pretends to stretch, interlacing her fingers and pushing the tits forward.
Come on. Show me yours, hon.
You know your own won't quite match up to the beautiful amber expanse, the perfect valley in her cleavage, the way they bounce so lightly and yet sag so heavily over her hands when she briefly adjusts her rack. But you begin stripping all the same. You bare your whole body and make no effort to hide anything. Makes sense, given what you've already asked her to do. Her entire body just looks so gropable, squeezable, so soft you could sink into it and lose yourself. You see the way that the skirt is digging in just under her belly, creating a cute muffin top of exposed, squishy skin. You sidle over to her. You can't stand it any longer. And you push your face right between those huge boobs. With the jiggly softness all around your face, you wrap your hands around, pressing your body to hers, your belly to hers, your face between her tits. You struggle with the tight clasps of her skirt, but manage to get them both off at the same time, kissing and licking between her tits, tasting her sweetness, enjoying the amazing elasticity of her skin. So soft you're practically sinking into the excess material of her breasts. The feeling is divine, and made even better when your hands dig into her now exposed ass. Flan grinds against you, pushing her tits against your face, and...
Oh, oh, yes. But not so fast. I haven't gotten a good look at you yet.
Only reluctantly do you step back to get a better look at her, your face almost sticking to her boobs as you pull back. The horny, honey-colored woman in front of you is curvy in the extreme. Her butt on display now,
her boobs exposed. Her entire soft and magnificent form is just over-endowed. You remember her mentioning her species can slowly reshape themselves. She's chosen to retain excess mass to be this hot and soft and sexy. As hungry as your gaze is, she's equally focused on you. Staring at your own chest and down between your legs. Looking below, you see her smooth and plump pussy lips. They are quite wide and prominent, producing a very visible and smooth exterior line which is spread wide by arousal. Her clit seems quite small, a cute little bump above a squeezing, lighter orange-colored orifice beneath.
Oh, fuck yes. Look at you. Just look at you.
She seems as taken with you as you are with her, and she reaches out to quickly pull you against her in a massive hug, sandwiching your arms and hands between the two of you as she compresses you tight between her impossibly soft, heavenly tits. This position allows you to slide one hand between her legs and push a finger into her welcoming and grateful honeypot.
That's it. Yeah, touch me. Maybe you'll have a chance to taste me later, but...
Seemingly at a loss for words, she hugs you tight one more time, and then begins backing up toward her desk. You follow. Of course you do, because it means keeping your face between her tits and getting close-up experience of the aroused squirming of her body as you finger her. She's jiggling all over, so soft, surrounding, plush, and impossibly gentle, right up until she gets her revenge for the casual fingering of her soaked clit. She slips one hand around to grab your butt, massaging each cheek with surprisingly strong fingers, considering the soft, sweet, gentle impression given thus far. Her other hand is between your legs in an instant, so each of you is now fingering the other. Your needy pussy sends whining signals to your mind. Yes, you need this. She's been teasing, turning you on the whole time. The promise of her sweet tongue on your clit, inside your pussy. The idea's been lighting you up, turning you on the whole time. But her fingers are equally welcome. Robbing your knees of strength, her quick fingering slows your own work on her soaked cunt while you slump against those huge breasts, caught between them, sinking into her just a little bit before hitting the firmer membrane under all her sweet gel.
Oh, so responsive. I could play a symphony on these keys.
Her thumb pushes on your clit while two fingers slide up and down your pussy lips, sending sensation, sending your brain away somewhere to a soft galaxy of amber gel and honey-sweet slickness. Amid the twitching heat, you just barely manage some kind of awareness when she pushes you into the huge, comfortable chair she was in when you came in. It's very warm from her body, and the seat is fairly soaked, probably from her ongoing daily arousal. You are slightly sad for a moment when you fall back and away from her, and she stops strumming your clit, stops surrounding your head with her huge jiggling mounds.
Tell me you want more.
She purrs in your ear, once more leaning over you atop the chair so her boobs hang down right in front of your pleasure-dazed eyes. Surrounded, extending your tongue, leaning forward to kiss, to suck her darker-colored nipples. But she pulls them away and repeats her command.
Tell me that you want more, sweet thing.
She has one hand down between her legs, rubbing her own pussy idly, while she looks downward, her gaze fixated between yours, right on your soaked slit, which still remembers her touch. She's asking the question like she's in charge, but like you, she's an inch from surrendering to her lust. You confirm that, yes, of course, anything she wants to give. And she's on her knees an instant later. So you don't even have time to regret this second loss of her soft, engulfing tits, because she's extending her tongue toward your yearning slit. Your engorged pleasure buzzer, every part of you that has been singing for the feel of her against it.
This is cute, and I'm going to enjoy it. But if you ever grow a cock, one of those gene splices or any other method, let me know. Your sweet self and a semen meal too would be the best of both worlds. I can't wait any longer, though, so let that be proof I like this charming cunt quite a bit.
She kisses her way up your inner thigh, pausing to use her surprisingly firm, for all the rest of her is so soft, surprisingly firm lips to plant love bites and suction marks up your thigh. She captures a few trickles of your juices which escaped during your impromptu tit worship session and her expert fingering. When licking them up, she makes obvious sounds of pleasure, as though they were delicious nectar every bit as alluring as those red suckers she kept scarfing down. Slurping and licking, following the trails of your pussy juice up, she pauses before licking your mons proper, instead breathing hotly across your mound in a washing wave of pleasure you register incredibly clearly. Desperation makes you buck upward, but a restraining hand keeps you pinned to the chair. The scene is enough to turn you on even more. Flan on her knees, her huge tits pressed down to let her lay her face flush against your pussy. And then her tongue makes contact. You buck again, but she keeps you steady in the sturdy chair with one arm, while the opposite hand rubs your clit to add to the feeling of her slow tongue working along your outer lips only. A great emptiness inside you competes with the clear messages of breathless need. She didn't ask. She didn't wait. You saw the look on her face. She needed to taste you. And now that she's in direct contact with a pussy you'd have to admit was incredibly soaked at the mere thought of what's happening now, she's making sounds of pleasure once more, slurping up your juices every bit she can. This means her tongue is pushing inside, deeper and deeper, sparks flying from your insides. The pleasant fullness, a mere appetizer compared to her happy grinding of your clit. The clitoral pleasure builds and is augmented by having her wet, searching tongue inside, builds within you. You rub your own tits, frantic, desperate to add something. You can't reach hers and wouldn't risk doing anything that would distract her from the way she's devoting all her efforts to your pussy. You spread your legs open as much as you can on the chair, and she takes advantage. Your labia are spread around the thick base of her tongue, which is mostly made up of the firm membrane you felt under her boobs, under her butt, under her thighs, what must pass for muscle on her gelatinous body. She just periodically sighs, which adds more heat to the tongue lashing being delivered deeper and deeper inside. Her tongue is unnaturally long, and her obvious oral fixation means, when she gets into it, she really gets into it. Sparks in your mind birthed from hot breaths across your entire pubic region, her sighs and exhalations. Her tongue finding textured spots inside that have you slamming your eyes shut, trying to bear it,
keeping your legs spread, trying to last as long as possible so you can feel better and so she can drink up your juices as she so obviously loves doing. If you were put out when she mentioned she'd rather have a cock so she could have some semen, you no longer mind or care. There is no finer compliment to your pussy than the way Flan keeps wiggling her hips back and forth, now fingering herself, no longer holding you fast to the chair. Her tongue and one hand are dedicated to alternating, fingering or rubbing your clit, licking your slit deep inside, or sucking on your button directly. Those huge plush hips, that pouty expression every time you squirm too much and she gets thrown off. It's just too much. Steadily, rapidly, you're climbing toward climax with the best possible show in the world in front of you and her dedicated slurping ascending in intensity. She keeps touching herself, and you pinch your own nipples as you just listen to the noise inside your slippery tunnel. But her tongue leaves. She stops rubbing your clit, and the only sexual sound in the room now is her grinding on her own hand, fingering herself, looking up at you with moisture at the corner of her eyes.
Oh, so good. You ready to get started?
You say, with what breath and composure you can just barely manage to muster, that you thought you had gotten started. Then you're thrusting your hips against her face as she grabs your ass and fastens her huge, pouty lips around your clit. She begins to suck, her fingers sliding in and out of your pussy. You thrust against her hand, her face, anything to try and get more pleasure. And it all slows down. Her tongue slides off your clit. Her lips release it, and you can just imagine how big and throbbing your sensitive button must be after that vac attack from her suctioning lips. The tongue goes inside and just pushes in and in, then pulls out and out. Slow, systemic movement. She's discovering you, exploring you. Your juices are being noisily slurped up, with every appearance of irresistible addiction on her part. But she's going so slow that you never quite crest the hill she had you at the top of just moments before. You eventually conclude what should have been obvious. She can tell when you feel good with eerie precision. Flan is able to sense when you're about to come and stretch things out by slowing down. She even told you, when she said she and her kind like to induce the most explosive climax possible. There's no reason that trait should be limited to their interactions with cocks. Your pussy sings pleasure to her tune, bombarding your mind with sparks in pink and amber. You find yourself begging for her to finish you off, to let you finally climax under her tongue. Her tongue finishes one particularly long and leisurely slurp, and her eyes become sharp and keen instead of the softened, lustful dullness of a moment before. You slide your hands down off your tits and dig your hands into her hair, down onto her neck and shoulders, touching her, wanting to make any contact with the soft, powerful source of so much pleasure. She responds by replacing your hands with her own, reaching up and pinching your nipples as her tongue pushes as deep as possible. This means she's basically face-planting into your sex, and when you grind against her, her long tongue moves inside. You begin thanking her, murmuring your pleasure at her mercy as she slurps up your juices and finally gives you squealing, intense, squeezing pleasure that is sufficient to bring you to the top of the pleasure hill once more.
And as she begins oscillating her hands, going from the full palm gropes on your tits to deep pressure to nipple pinching, you're so close, so... Her tongue slides out of you. You are aware of nothing so much as the emptiness in your pussy, somehow answering to the call and hunger awoken by her skillful nipple tweaking. She captures your clit and begins tonguing it mercilessly inside her vacuum-sealed mouth. And instead of slacking off when the bursting explosions of delight hit your brain, she keeps on going. Your legs clamp around her face, and you feel how her softness deforms slightly under the squeeze. Your nipples are pinched. You feel your juices flowing into her mouth, eagerly releasing your orgasm as she begins to hum, vibrating her lips against you from their position around your clit. Your mind is just this, just delight that comes from the gel girl between your legs, just merciless squeezing, just tears sliding from the corners of your eyes as your moans fill the office, the world, your world, entirely occupied by Flan's gyrating hips while she now masturbates herself, leaving just one hand to rub your nipples, and her mouth to work your pussy with buzzing, vibrating, constant, explosive climax. Your throat feels raw, but you're smiling, groaning, losing yourself to her, and allowing yourself to shake in the chair, to be pinned into it by her mouth, by her hand on your tit, by the softness of her expansive curves. You're pinned under the large, curvy gel girl, and her ministrations are ceaseless for as long as you're still dripping juices. She finds them all, every bit of your lubricant licked up and replaced with her sweet saliva. Your thighs stay clamped, she licks on. Your pussy convulses, and your brain melts away in the sugar-sweet flow of her very skillful and eager slurping, suctioning, torment upon your nipples. And you even see some climaxes of her own as she comes, getting off on you getting off, and on the juices flowing freely into her mouth as she slurps your climax out of you. Some juices escape, and you see her remove her hand from her pussy, scoop up your fluids that are drooling onto the floor, lube her fingers with them, and begin fingering herself with your juices as lubricant. You squeeze in a particularly hard, convulsive, climactic tremor when you see that. At last. Oh. Sweated, exhausted, she ceases, sliding back. You see a sticky, viscous strand of your clear juices connected to the corner of her oh-so-full lips. She scoops it up with the fingers that have now released your happily tormented tits and licks them off her own fingers, then licks her lips, then extends her long, membranous tongue to lick her own cheeks, too. She slowly, reluctantly, withdraws her other hand from her own slit, which was stretched wide with at least four fingers inside. Flan falls back on her expansive derriere, shivering all the while, still in aftershocks of the climax she got from masturbating while eating you out.
We both got off, and I got a nice snack. Oh, but you didn't get to... Oh, that felt good. You didn't get to eat anything. And I've got to get back to work or I'd let you lick me.
You propose that you could climb under her desk and keep her company while she works, since she bragged that her race doesn't get distracted by arousal.
I'll think about it. You'd have to make sure no one knew you were there. You sure you can stay quiet enough with this?
She runs her fingers over her exposed pussy, spreading it open.
Being the only thing you can see? Anyway, you can have one of my lollipops if you want. Though, read the side effect label.
She points to an official-looking label on a huge box of suckers in one of her open desk drawers. She's looking around for her clothes. So you decide you should get up and go to the pile of your own. Start putting them... Oops. You slide to the ground, moaning, clenching your thighs, kicking your feet as your whole body is rocked in another climax, induced by trying to move too soon, by the rub of your thighs on one another.
You just stay right there,
says Flan, letting her blouse drop to the floor in a clean spot and rushing back over to you. She falls to her knees and begins licking you. Tongue over your thighs, she sucks on your fingers, gets every bit of remaining juices from your body as you come and come. And when you're still riding hot waves of pleasure, but a little more able to move, she gives you a hand back up into the chair, passes you your clothes, and begins dressing in front of you. It's tough for her to cram her ass back into her skirt, you notice. You remember how tight it was. But her extra pliable, soft substance lets her do so eventually. After a while, when you're clothed, she walks over and holds out the blouse. You slide it over her shoulders, then begin buttoning it, your hands making contact with the underside of her huge boobs. You barely manage to get it buttoned back to where it was before, and give up.
I can never get it closed, it's okay. I really could get rid of some of my excess mass, but it takes a long time, and I like to be all curvy. Plus, I just hold on to nutrients better than others of my kind. So, anyway, come again anytime.
The mere act of trying to recover her tits left you almost as turned on as you were right before she pushed you down in the chair. Your pussy is tingling. You're probably going to have to climb in your bunk and get off again as soon as you get back to your ship. She turns back to her desk and sits down to do her work, trading places with you in the chair. But she doesn't make any indication she's going to open the doors or kick you out, and no one has knocked. When you do feel up to leaving, you decide you'll definitely have to take her up on that offer and visit again to spend some time under the desk.